Think about the most damage your pet has ever caused to your home.
Ooh, yeah. Then, not this regime, the other regime, we have some.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without letting your cat start a blaze in your home, then you're doing okay.
Ooh, typically you don't hear of cats doing that. It's usually like dogs.
Right.
Right? They're usually the culprit of like turning the stove on or something.
From ABC 8 in Dallas.
Check out this video the department shared with us. The family cat accidentally sets off the burner in that home, igniting mm-hmm. what's been left on the stovetop.
Oh, no.
That ends up starting a huge fire there in Garland.
Oh, no.
This is a look at the aftermath. Firefighters were able to quickly put out the fire to prevent more damage to the home.
That's good.
They say this is a good reminder to keep anything flammable off cooking surfaces in your home.
Yeah, cats are jerks. They'll totally do that.
Like they did it on purpose.
I mean, the cat was just wanting to investigate.
The cat was catting.
Well, yeah, the cat was being a cat.
Uh-huh.
And decided to jump up there, turned the burner on.
Yep.
And then was like, I'm out.
Which dogs have done that all the time, too, especially if they're like taller dogs and yeah. they can reach. Yeah.
I get caught in those wormholes on like Reels or TikTok or something like that where it's animals
being mischievous.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And getting into the worst situations possible because they're just animals.
Exactly.
And they're just trying to figure things out.
See, that's why my pugs, they're just three little couch potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Little potatoes. That's what they are. They can't reach anything. They're not going to be able to get into mischief. Now, if I do leave anything within their reach.
No, they'll chew it up.
Like little decor with styrofoam cores. Yeah, Peaches is going to have a little snacky snack. I learned that the hard way. I think she's starting to get out of it, but you just never know.
Yeah, so as a reminder, and you know, as this story highlights, it's keep flammable things away from your oven and
stove. Yes.
Yeah. Because your animals, they don't know. They don't have opposable thumbs.
Or maybe they have a little culinary streak and they're like, I want to whip up something really nice. I see mommy and daddy do it all the time.
Yeah. Enough of the dry kibble. I would
right.
like something delicious.
I want some gourmet.
That's right. All right. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting your cat start a fire in your house, then Oof. You're doing okay. That's your set of the bar story.